Blog Talk Radio.
Queen West. Yeah. We're the Black Queen. Street West Coast
Radio
Show.
Jack Sean. Chill and cheer.
West Coast
face. Down, baby. Feel good, man.
There we go. Throw up your W. Give it up for the West Coast Platinum Queen Radio Show with
Here
Sean
we go.
And Chili Chill.
Another one.
Here we go. Throw your dubs up. Platinum Queen West Coast Radio Show. We keep it Platinum Queen West because we can do it. We keep it Platinum Queen West because we can do it. We keep it Platinum Queen West because we can do it. Keep it Platinum Queen West because we can do it. This is incredible, unedible, West Coast radio show with Sean and Chili Chill, unedited. We keep you tuned in to all of the news. What you trying to tell me? You ain't never heard of a Platinum Queen doing a thing? Extraordinary, you know what I mean. West Coast Platinum Queen, most dominant, and it's like that. Sean and Chili Chill, West Coast Platinum Queen radio show. Tune in every single Sunday, 12 noon Central Standard Time, which means 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch us all day. Sometimes can be extended for an hour, which can be 12, may end at 1, may end at 2. Either way, we keep it in the West Coast. By the Queen West.
Another Sunday of Platinum Queen West with your host, Shonda the Queen, and Chili Chill of that original Lynch Mob. What's up, Chill?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Man, and our special guest, Mr. Don Calypso, the Haitian Sensation, who will be working a chat for us today.
What's up, everybody? How's everyone doing?
Man, bless just this show. You know, right now, as you know, people know, we've been promoted. This is part three. When is the right time to talk to your kids about sex? And I would love to hear people's opinions, so please feel free to call in.
We have two callers right now. We have a block caller with their hands up, and we have an area code 347. Their hand's not up yet, so if you don't mind hitting the ground running, let me hit up
yes, please.
The block caller if they want to get started,
yes.
If you don't mind. All right. Okay, how block caller. We're doing well. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Scott calling from Los Angeles, California.
Scotty, man, I'm so glad you called in. Who all don't know, people think Scotty is a relationship expert. This is my fan bam right here. And he was, I think, on the first one. Scotty was on the panel. And I do want to ask you and Don, because I think Don was on the second show. Are we on the first one?
I was on the first one. What's up, Teddy Jill?
Hey, what's up with you, man? How you feeling?
All right.
Okay, let
complain.
Me ask you, Scotty, to get it started. Being that you got five girls.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like I said, I have four, and I have two nieces that are considered my two girls. So I have a total of six girls. So whenever I go someplace, I take all six of them. Now, because their age group, their ages from 18, 15, 11, 8, and 3, I talk to them as soon as they understand what a feel and touch is. When a man, you know, I teach them, I start them real young so they can understand what could lead up to sex. So if you place I tell my girls, you can't sit in a man's lap. And if you sit in their lap and you feel something a little awkward, you know, like something like it's like a, I hate to say this word, but a bone, if you feel something funny, this is why you don't sit in his lap, because you're getting him aroused, and I get deep into it because I don't want them to not be aware of what's going on. So my oldest learned at 9.
I think that's really appropriate. That's what my next question was going to ask you. When did you feel is the right time to talk to your kids about sex? My thing is, I agree with you, because who all don't know, and please, this is going to get some explicit people who are listening that will download it later. Please know, because we're going to put it out there. There's nothing to be ashamed of. And parents, you need to be speaking to your kids. This is why this is part 3 and it's so needed. My thing is, you have little girls starting on their cycle, their menstrual cycle, at 9. So it's good that you're speaking to them, because they need to know once your cycle starts, you can become pregnant. Please understand and know that. A lot of little girls did not know that, who I spoke to before, and was like, no, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
But a lot of people aren't aware of this fact, too. Because they assume, or you speak about the cycle, you still can be penetrated by a man, even if your cycle hasn't started. Young girl.
No question.
Correct, and you can still get pregnant before the first period.
Right, and a lot of people are, because I'm a man and I'm a father, it's a concern. It became a concern when I had my first daughter, but it really became a concern when I coached Pop Warner football. I deal with a lot of at-risk young men and kids. I heard the girls, a group of girls talking, when they were running the lap. Now, mind you, these young ladies are about 12, 13, and 14, the group that I heard make this comment. So parents, as my cousin stated, be aware of this. You're trying to just really put it out there. I heard the young girl tell him, I told him I would suck his dick if he'd be my boyfriend. I stopped that whole group of girls. And I got into their ass, literally, like, not whooping them, but I got so inflamed because I feel like every kid at that park is my child. And I had to
wait, excuse me, Scotty, let me ask you, what was that age range of the girl that said that?
It was 12, yeah, they were 12, 13, and I believe the other one was just finna turn 14. But you look at their mindset of what they're thinking at that age. And, again, like I was saying, I felt like they were my girls because I'm just these kids. I'm the president of this park. I'm this and this. When they said that, I got so inflamed, and I felt like, man, if these kids are thinking it that light, if that lightly, then where are the parents at? Where are we at as men? Where are we at as women and mothers? And it just blew me away. So that's why I really push more men to stand up and just talk to these young ladies, even if they're not your child, because sometimes women are out there, and I think another show we did, Shondo, about women will dump their kids just to go be with a man. So they're not telling them the things they need to tell them. They're busy chasing something or trying to chase a man to have a man, and they're shutting their kids out. So
hey guys,
I believe you need to talk to your kids as soon as possible.
Hey, guys, hold on. I'm going to add two more people to the conversation.
Okay,
we have S. Dot, what is it, hand raised up, who's a fellow Block Dot radio host, and we have T. Smitty, who's also a radio host. So, S. Dot, your mic is open, and so is T. Smitty. So, S. Dot, you can go first, and then T. Smitty, go on.
What's good, Platinum Queen? What's good, chill, do a jack move. Good, Ron Calypso.
Let me ask you the question, Esdot. When do you think is the appropriate time to talk to kids about sex? What is your opinion?
The moment that it's pretty obvious that they understand what you're saying to them and they can communicate back to you. That could be as young as 18 months old. It's age appropriate, situation appropriate, individualistically appropriate. I mean, there's no way to say what's right for one child is right for another child, because different children mature and are in different environments. But if you have a child who has a lot of exposure to outside forces, which most people do, like your child is going to be babysit by different individuals, other siblings, and so forth, you need to be clear to that child what's inappropriate and things that they need to bring to your attention. And, you need to begin teaching the child about their body from the very beginning.
I agree with you on that. I'm going to tell you why, because I've talked to Don a couple times where I work at a daycare center. It's a 24-hour. LBC,
mm-hmm.
shout out to him because he deal with kids. I'm telling y'all, at nap time, these kids go every day at 1. There's a 5-year-old who moans in her sleep. I mean sexual moans at 5 years old. So
mm-hmm.
I had to wake her up like, you know, I shook her like, wait, you know, wake up. I don't want to call her name. And she admitted to me that she had been touched by a man. At 5 years old, this girl can have a conversation with you like a 15-year-old. 5 years
mm-hmm.
old.
That is because generally most parents we micromanage our kids from birth until they get a certain within their teens, and you with 7 and 8 year olds and on down, you really hard on the daycare center, you really hard. There's actually no real outside forces you really have to focus on because they're pretty much with you and then at the daycare, you in the daycare. Next, I mean, I got a 3-year-old, and she sees no one other than the daycare lady and back to us. We don't leave her with nobody. We don't go out. We don't, if we go out, she's with her, with my mother-in-law. But that's fascinating you say that, Donna.
But listen to what Esdar just said. You have some, though, really, Scotty, you have family members that some kids are being molested and touched, friends. I mean, it's scary. You just don't know who to trust anymore. You really, really don't. And just like Esdar said, sometimes when they can understand, if it's 2-3 years, I mean, it's just amazing because you have babies being molested. Like I said on the previous show before, you had grown men when the was going over to different countries paying for babies
mm-hmm.
when a tsunami hit, and these kids lost their parents, died, and these men went over there paying for babies to have sex with. And these people are giving these men, they're paying $10,000, Oprah spoke about it, $10,000 for babies, and they're having sex with 18-month-old, 2-year-old babies.
Wow. See, I'm going to be honest.
Well,
I haven't heard that, but man, that's wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, you know, one of the things why a lot of that is going on is that there's some people that are of the belief that having sex with a child, absorbing that child's youthful essence, will restore them life. So you have some individuals that are sexually depraved to such a degree that they go out there and they pursue children. Specifically, these individuals can be married. They could be laying in the bed right next to you. They can be your sons and daughters. These individuals, for whatever reason, prey upon children. And you as a parent or as a parent figure, you're in a guardianship position. And you should not allow your child to go amongst the sheep or go amongst the wolf uncovered. I mean, you could stick your head in the sand like an ostrich, but that still doesn't change the fact that you're at the beach.
Good point.
Yeah, there's another call that wanted to call in or make a comment. That's not it.
Oh, there's Keith Smitty. He's off on the line. His mic is open.
Oh,
and
I was
DC...
turn here.
Oh, okay. Oh, go ahead, Keith Smitty. And I'm DC, I'm opening up your line, but let Keith Smitty speak first.
All right. How y'all doing today?
We good, Keith
right.
Smitty. How are you?
I'm all right. A couple things. First, the thing is about people touching kids, molesting them. What parents got to do is have that open line of communication that they will believe their kids. Hey, mom, this man touched me, or your boyfriend touched me, or your girlfriend touched me. Because I know, like, a lot of kids I've seen, and the reason I don't say anything, because the mama may take the man back and they don't believe their children, so they just be quiet and let it go.
You know
and
why?
That happens a lot.
You know why? Because a lot of women are out there lonely. We spoke about this before. They're out there lonely. They won't take 100% man. They'll take 2% of a man. They'll take a man that's beating them. And we talk just to say they have a man. But see, that's where another show we spoke about, we as men, the guys we have on here, I think me and Chill talk, we that stands up and start educating and conversing amongst each other will make another man that's 50% want to raise his level up to 75 and so on. Then there'll be enough fathers out there for us. So we need, you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's where these women, I kind of feel for them. And I feel for them. See, guys, like I said, I got six girls. My concern is, what are they going to have to marry? But look what we at as men. Are we teaching men? It's not just about the physicality part about sex. Because once you're married, the whole level changes. But we're so passionately set on, okay, woman's got to be able to hang on the ceiling fan and do this and do that and do that. Okay. After that's gone, 30 minutes is gone, you got natural life issues that you got to deal with. But sad was, I think when we spoke about it, they got young girls here at high school level, junior high school. They got little groups, little clubs just to try. Oh, and I think they're trying to say, they got little certain colors you wear around your neck to say,
yes,
you suck the guy's dick. Oh,
yes,
you did this. So
I spoke about that.
Come on now.
I think SDOT. Don was part. The one I know is called the Pro Club. Your level is to get the gold T-shirt.
Right.
They wear them at school. That means you. Like I said, this show gonna get explicit, but you suck dick. Red means she not that good. The red Pro Club shirts. But your goal is to get to a gold Pro Club T-shirt. Now, how sick is that?
Now, see, here's the good part. I'm going to ask every individual man on the panel right now, caller, do you take a minute? I don't care if you see a young lady doing something wrong. I don't care if it's not your child. Do you stop and try and encourage her and give her a positive word?
Okay, let's do this in order. First, let's have Chili Chill go, then S Dot, then T Smitty, then BC, and then I'll go last.
I mean, for me, no, definitely, though, because I got two daughters, so, I mean, got to do that. 20 and 18.
Damn.
So you got to stay on them. I stayed on mine since they can comprehend. From the time they comprehend,
but
you know. Yeah.
Do you talk to other girls because of your celebrity status? Do you take the time to talk to other young girls? If you got your girls with you, you in the McDonald's, you see them with this and this, do you take a few seconds to talk to them?
Oh, yeah. Any little girls I see that's acting inappropriate.
Thank you.
I mean, that's just you. That's just something naturally that should be done.
But a lot of people,
even if they're not your child, a lot of people don't take the time to do that because they may just comprehend and may just look at the situation where they're not mine.
Exactly.
I don't have to deal with that, but eventually,
exactly,
that little kid, that little girl is going to go out and, you know what I'm saying, do something that they shouldn't be doing.
Okay, Don.
Or may get caught up in a dangerous situation.
That's true.
All right. Scotty, can you repeat the question and we can have S Dot answer, please?
Do any one of you gentlemen take the time to encourage a young lady when you see her out of line? You can have your girls with you. You can be someplace suited and booted, going and passing. Do you take the time to tell them, young lady, you need to do this and this, and you'll be better off?
Well, I personally do, absolutely. My daughter's 10 years old, and we don't just do it to young girls, or rather, I wouldn't just be corrective to young girls. I'm also corrective to young boys, because I want to set the example in her of knowing that I'm not just trying to be patriarchal and telling a young girl she needs to behave a certain way while allowing young boys to behave however they want to behave. I like to present for her the dynamic of balance, as well as I notice that oftentimes when I'm out with her, young girls look at her and they're kind of like mean to her because they're realizing she's a young girl and she's out with her dad, and a lot of them don't have dads. So when they see her, they're automatically adverse to her. But I also make an effort that when I'm out with her amongst young girls that I know oftentimes don't have a father figure, that I'm able to impart something good in those young girls, and she's secure enough to know, fall back a little because they don't have dads. So I think that imparts a big character in her in terms of, you know, when she thinks about other little girls who may not have a dad, and she gets to talk to them about having a dad, she has a greater sensitivity to them.
Okay.
T. Smitty.
I like that.
You got something to say?
Yeah. I didn't get to defend my first point. I'm going to say that real quick. Also, we talk to kids about sex. I feel like that, hell, in elementary school, they're teaching sex ed, and I feel like you teach kids prevention and what really happens and how they're perceived. And we talk about the point of talking to young girls. I don't have kids, but I have a teenage cousin. She's like 14, 15. One thing I've learned, they have to acknowledge that what they're doing ain't right. Because you can talk to them all day long, but they feel like it's a cool thing to do. You're kind of talking on deaf ears. But at the same time, because I know her, she gravitates towards those thuggish types, for example. You know, she lives out there in Atlanta. Well, telling her what really happens if you get caught up with those guys. But the thing is, I talked to Sam in the car. You know, we just talked to who, whatever. But the thing is, she doesn't acknowledge it as a problem. And I was trying to tell her what really happens if you caught up with those guys. And I've seen it happen to so many girls. And that cycle continuing that people don't have no dad. And I was trying to help her out so she won't be in that same predicament.
Now, let me share something with you. And studies have proven this to be so true. Why young girls gravitate to the thug-type guys is because they feel a sense of security. They feel that that's their protection. You can go on YouTube, you can block. Women or young girls tend to those because they feel they'll have a sense of security and protection. And that's kind of a false image. But they're missing their dad, so they cling to that essence of, okay, well, this is my protection because my dad's on it. He's kind of bad. He's going to protect me if I go with him. And that's a misconception we have out there.
That's true.
Can I respond to that right quick?
What about you, DC? You got something to say? DC, your line is open.
You know what? I got a few things to say, man. This is, you know, my thing is, right, what I'm hearing, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you right because I'm an equal opportunity hater. This is garbage, all right? What I keep hearing all the damn time, all right, is the daughters, is the women, okay? Y'all giving fucking men passes. I'm tired of that bullshit, okay? I'm a single father, raised two boys and a daughter. All right? Okay. We both have to, and S. Dot was correct, right? It's not just the damn women, okay? What we have done and what our ancestors have done, right, is let our young boys run the damn neighborhood, keep our daughters inside to wash dishes, wash clothes, don't train your damn sons. Also, I'm tired of grown-ass folks sitting all the time, and every time, woman, 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 woman. I have a mother. I have a sister. I have aunt. I have a daughter. Okay, and we're not holding, you know, young boys responsible, okay, right? Because a woman opened a damn leg, you don't have to be there.
That's true.
Okay, I can tell you right now, my son, right, a virgin, okay? I can tell you right now my daughter is a virgin, right? And I'm a single goddamn father, and I step up to the responsibility. Men have to also, right? Because every damn show I go to, women, 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 okay? At one point, some man got to sit up here and say it's not always the goddamn woman, right? I work in a school system where young boys sitting up in here playing in the pre-care with young girls' breasts, right, and touching them appropriately, right? They see that at their home. Yes, they see it from their mother. What, you know, for me personally, right, I don't give a damn if I have a kid. I don't give a damn if a mother don't like me. I will find a way, right, to teach my sons and daughters. Right, we talk about this mother stuff. The mother don't want you to. There is no way in hell a woman in this face of the earth, if I have a kid, not gonna let me see my kid. Right? You know, we have to learn to operate in this system of this United States of America. We have to learn how to manipulate this system. We keep crying for the last 40 years. Black folk keep crying, whining, and fucking complaining. And as a single man raising three kids in this dreaded country, right? That are professional right now, that are in college right now, that is doing the right things. I'm tired of the complaining and whining.
No,
we have to step up to the plate.
BC, he broke it down. I had to get a hand clap
hey,
on that one.
I understand you, BC. As for me, this is Don Calypso here. I am not yet a father. My wife and I we're working on the son and daughter. We haven't quite gotten there yet. But even though I don't have children of my own, I do speak to my younger cousins, both male and female. You know, and I tell my young cousin, the boys, the lesson I wish I had learned sooner, that the number of notches on your belt, that does not determine your manhood. I try to put that notion into them, and that sex can wait, that it's more important that you find that right person you want to commit to rather than try and just put notches on your belt. And I do tell my female cousins that they better choose wisely as far as a guy. I mean, I tell them it's best to wait before marriage, but if they want to go ahead and have sex, at least choose wisely so that if, God forbid, contraceptives fail, at least it's someone that is a man of character, that he will be there for her and that child. But you can't, you know, you can't force people to do, I mean, they're still going to do what they're going to do, but I try to put that notion in their head. And just so you guys know, we have an area code 205 with their hand up, so let me open their mic. Maybe they can answer that question, and then we can move on to another question. So area code 205, your line should be open if this damn thing works. Go ahead. If you have a question or comment, you can make it.
Okay, since I was in fifth grade, they have talked about sex and the things that happen from sex. But they made it seem like if we use protection, everything will be okay. And as older I got and the grades I got, they just said use protection. They never said, like, don't have sex or wait till you get married. And most people are not even married and have, like, 4 or 5 children the way they're telling me to wait. I don't think... Some people should wait, but I don't like when people tell me to wait and they have like 4 or 5 children and are divorced and never been married.
As a father of 6, let me, guys, if you don't mind, do you take them telling you to wait as a sign of they concerned about you, or are they just telling you to wait just to wait?
I think they're telling me to wait because that's what their job description told them to do.
Okay.
They don't seem too concerned about it.
Okay, so now if a person that has 4 kids telling you, you know what, you should wait because of these factors, these things can alter and change your life and make your life more difficult. Do you look at that perspective versus them just don't want you to do it as to you seeing it, they don't want you to do it because it might be fun? You understand what I'm asking you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how do you perceive it?
The way I see it is like... If you feel like you're ready to make that step, I think you should be able to, but use precaution and protection.
Okay, let me ask the caller some, but how do you know when you're ready? How you know, like you said you were 15, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you know that's a step that you're ready to do?
I just felt like it was a time.
Okay, you felt like it was a time. Did you share that with anyone, your mother, father, and tell them, you know what, I feel like it might be the time for me to do this? Did you share that with them?
I shared with my auntie after the fact.
After you've done it?
Yes.
Yes?
Yep.
I don't know you. Okay, so that's my thing. And so you shared it with them. You wanted that experience. You tried it. You talked to a relative after the fact. But how did you feel prior to and afterwards?
Afterwards, I was afraid because we didn't use protection. He told me that he was going to be there for me all either what happened. But then after what happened, nothing happened bad, but I mean, we broke up. We don't talk anymore.
Okay.
I think I should have waited.
Let me share something with you that I tell every, and I will touch the caller. This is what I tell my girls and most women and young men that I run into. I'm focusing on girls because that's what I pretty much have. Do you know the most valuable thing you have is your body and your mind? So
yeah.
You, when I tell my girls, that, hey, no, the longer you hold on that, the better it's become, the better it's worth. What as a father, and this is me speaking, and it doesn't reflect any of the other gentlemen's thoughts, this is Mr. Scott, you hold on to your virtue. Your virtue is your essence. It's you. It's you. When you start giving up that part of you, it kind of takes less value. You become less valuable. The longer you keep it, and you hold on to it, the more valuable you become. I heard a gentleman say, if you heard the gentleman say a virgin and whatnot, that is kind of like the Mecca. That's where you want to keep yourself pure or pretty much clean. I tell my girl, the longer you hold out, the better you work. And I'm saying that because now, other than not using protection, there's a whole world, a whole spectrum of diseases and things that can happen to you that you need to protect the most, which is the temple, your body. That's the most valuable thing you have. And I said that to say is, if you take care of that in yourself, you'll feel a whole lot better. You'll see a lot of
people. Okay, let me ask the caller this, Scott. Excuse me. So you didn't feel comfortable enough to speak to your mother because if you had, you never talked to your mother about sex? Had you never had that conversation? Because you said you're 15. You never had that conversation with your mother?
We've had a conversation about it, but we never, like, went into detail. She, the only conversation we probably had about it was her telling me not to do it. That's probably as far as it went.
And
I have a question for a young lady.
Wow.
About when they told you not to have sex, did they tell you, like, what some of the consequences, besides possibly a pregnancy and disease, did they tell you how it can affect you with your emotions, how it's going to make you feel about yourself, about the person? Was any of that discussed?
No.
Could I weigh in here?
Sure, go ahead.
To the young lady that's, you're 15 years old, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm 41. Now, we're going to keep it 100 because you're having sex, so let's just have sex talk in an age-appropriate way. I began having sex when I was 5 years old, right? And because I began having sex too early in life, for so many years of my life, I was caught up in what I call sexual bondage, where I looked for the affection that I got from other people because I was able to perform sex good. So my identity became being known for sex. And I existed that way for so many years that actually for about 31 years till I was 36 years old. So I was in that sexual prison for 36 years of just allowing other people to have my body and do whatever they wanted to do with me and taking all sorts of risks. Condoms would break, you know, abortions were had, all sorts of different things. And it took me to get to 36 years old to decide that I didn't want to just have intercourse. I wanted to have intimacy with a person. And when I learned that, I decided to not have sex with another woman until it was a woman that I loved, and knowing that I could never love another woman until I learned how to love myself. Because a lot of us who are having sex, we're hiding from not actually dealing with ourselves. So you being 15 years old and having sex with a young man who told you that he would be there and it would be okay and everything would be good, but he's no longer in your life, I don't want you to allow anyone to make you feel beat down and broken up about that. That happened. There are a lot of people on this phone who've done things worse than that. But the reality is, what are you going to do now? You've done that already. But you're on this phone because you recognize that your value is greater than just allowing some little young boy to be on top of you. I mean, what do you say?
After that happened, I feel like I was hurt, and I don't think I'm going to do it again anytime soon. Okay. I don't want the same thing to happen.
Well, continue to talk to an adult. As you said, that your auntie that you speak to, please continue to talk to somebody that you can listen to and trust, since your mother did not explain, just say don't do it. This is why we do this show, and I'm trying so hard not to get angry and emotional, but parents that say don't do it, that is just not the answer.
But one of the things I do have to commend you on, and I'm glad you are doing, you talk to someone, and what you should do is slowly go to talking to your mother a little bit more and dip to it, and ask her to talk to you as a best friend than a mom first, and then try and have the conversation. And I really believe that the key thing, like Shonda said, is you're going to have to bridge that gap between you and your mom to where you can really talk to her, because your parents always have your best interest at heart. Whether you believe it or not, your parents always have your best interest at heart. And we, 9 times out of 10, we say no, and we kind of stop there to a degree, because most parents aren't willing to hear that you're at that level yet. Does that make
sense? My mom is like real difficult to talk to.
Can I say something?
Hold on.
Let DC. Wait, DC has some more if he wants to say, as well as T. Smitty. So go ahead, DC, and then T. Smitty.
Platinum, I don't know if you know the young lady or not, but if she, if I don't know the level of trust she have with you, right? If she can let you know where she lives, okay, and we can, I can talk to you. I will put her in, in touch with somebody that I know, right, in one of my organizations that will definitely talk to her, okay? Because
thank you.
There's one quote that you have to live with, young lady. Right? You can't go back. Mm-hmm. You can't go back and start a new beginning, okay? Everything is already done. But as the individuals have spoken to you today on this line, okay, you can start
mm-hmm.
today and make a new ending for yourself, okay? All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would do that. There's numerous individuals all over the United States that I can reach out and talk to, to bring this, because I see it on a daily basis. And yes, I'm passionate about kids and both sides, male and female, not just one entity. And in order for us to get this correct, we have to sit up here and come together and stop saying 1-1-1, right? We have, my thing is, yes, in growing up, we have to go and talk to kids, right, about sex, right, from the inception. I see it on a daily basis in the school system. Right, we have individual coming from a diseased community, right? Mothers don't care, fathers don't care. And when T. Smitty had said a mother didn't know or a father didn't know that your daughter pregnant, let me tell you something, right? I go, my daughter is 18 right now, and I don't go into the doctor's office, right? But since there were 3, 5, and 9, I was sitting up in here at every doctor's visit. You understand me, right? I don't give a damn about the job. What we do, we got. So we are getting so materialistic and visual in this society, we're forgetting our offspring. There is no way that I can sit up here, right, and my daughter or my son's got an appointment and I'm having somebody take them, or they're going by themselves. I'm at every appointment. You understand? A job don't mean nothing to me when it comes to my offspring. That was my responsibility. You understand? That was my responsibility. I can change jobs. I can sweep streets. I don't care. We have gotten so... so materialistic in this society, right? We letting our kids go to hell.
That's so true.
That's why we're on this show now, bringing it back so we can talk to each other.
Hey, before we move on to the next point, T. Smitty, did you have any other word of advice or comments to make?
Thank you, BC.
Yeah, actually I do. And that was back what I was saying, that parents got to open a lot of communication, make it comfortable. Because I know a lot of girls that hide pregnancies from their parents because the parents don't pay attention to them anyway. But I would tell the young lady this. If a man gets mad at you because you don't want to have sex with you, that he don't have sex with you, I'm sorry, you don't have sex with him, he only wants to have sex with you. And you can't, and I'm saying, I'm just saying that just make sure that, I'm sorry, your tongue tied down. I'm going to try this again. A man that gets mad when you don't want to have sex with him, only wants to have sex with you. Remember that. If a man really loves you, wants you to take that with you when you get older, he won't get mad if you wait to have sex, if he really wants you.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to say this. For me, basically, this chill talking, for me, basically having a 20-year-old and an 18-year-old, and both of them are still virgins. For you to be 15, basically, even since you already did it, think now, basically, to make the most smartest move you can make and just focus on school, focus on college, and just do all the positive things that you basically can do. And try not to get sidetracked.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, little boys are going to be there no matter what. But you have to make the most wisest choices in life, because at the end of the day, you're stuck with those choices. So if you make a bad decision or a bad choice, then you're going to be stuck with that. So basically, take your time and just live your life. Don't worry about it. I mean, you can put sex to the side. That's going to be there no matter what. And you make the right decisions to keep you focused. There's no need to rush. If anybody rush you, then you don't need to be with that person. If they can't respect you, because you have to respect your body, because your body is a temple. You only have one. If you destroy that, you can't make another one.
That's right.
It's not like a car. It's not like you can replace a part. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So now, hopefully, you've taken everyone's advice and you formulate a plan for yourself. And you stick to the plan. And you encourage other young girls to do the same. Stay focused and move, keep your temple straight and move forward.
I mean, no matter what the peer pressure is, don't let any little boy peer pressure you into doing anything. Even if you feel like you like the person or you love the person, okay, that's cool. You're young right now. All those feelings are past. So basically, a majority of the little boys, they're going through the same thing you're going through. And it's not guaranteed you're going to be with the person. So say if you lay down with a little boy and he tells you to say, oh, I'm going to be with you, he's just going to tell you that just to get whatever he wants. Once he gets what he wants, then he's not really worried about it no more. So the next little girl that comes along, he's going to tell her the same thing. It's going to repeat and repeat and repeat. So if you don't want to get played.
Right, thank you. That's the part I was going to tell you. How he said that, that young man can turn around and tell another young man the same story, what he did to you. You may not know him, and he's going to try the same approach with you. That's what I wanted to comment on. All right, to what he was getting ready to say, or what he was saying.
Hey, Don.
Can I say something, too? One thing you've got to think about as a young lady is that when you allow a young man to have the privilege of having your body, that young man then has the ability to go and share with other people personal things about you. And ultimately, you will find a young man or a man when you get to that phase and you're ready to have a relationship and have a sexual relationship. But what will happen is if you allow yourself to continually get caught up with young men who just spread your name out in the street, whether it's true or not isn't going to matter when you ultimately meet the person that you want to be with and your reputation is anything other than what you know you are. You've made a choice. You've done some things. You've gone out there. You've experimented. But you recognize your value. You know your worth. So no matter where you are in life, just recognize that, you know, nobody is perfect. And, you know, really think about who you're going to be and not just who you are right now.
Yeah,
and
I
thank you. And we appreciate
it. DC wanted to say something.
Yeah, real quick, what I would do with the Platinum, I would send you my number, right, and give
thank
me a call. I would give you my sister-in-law's number. I think she's about an hour and a half from where my sister-in-law lives.
Okay.
And I have a good friend. He's he mentors young men and women also, and they live in Florence. All right, so I will give you their number and have a call those individuals.
I sure will.
And they wouldn't mind driving and coming and talking to her. You know,
and
my sister-in-law,
she would
do that for him.
I appreciate you.
And she is proven. You know, she is proven. She has kids, and she's down there trying to do the things that she can. And the young man, he used to be up here in Oklahoma with me. And, I mean, he's on fire to ensure that kids, and plus he's, you know, he's about 27 years old. And, you know, he does the right thing, you know, and he's trying to get the youth to do the right thing. And that's why I trust him and I trust my sister-in-law wholeheartedly because I know she's been proven.
Well, I appreciate and I thank you so much. And, caller, I thank you for calling in. And, SDOT, you guys have been so supportive with the caller because, see, my thing is I get emotional because it's hard for me. When parents, you don't listen. This is why we're doing part three because you have some parents just don't do it. It doesn't solve it. And my thing is if you teach your kids, as SDOT said, they self-worth and love. This is why the first time a little boy say, ooh, you beautiful, you look good, they open their legs because they're not hearing it at home. So if you don't feel self-love or your mom tell you you're beautiful or you smart, not you so stupid, just don't do it. That's all the fuck you need. Just don't do it. That's not the answer. This is why these kids, some of them are just looking for love. A lot of it is peer pressure because you ain't had sex yet. My daughter used to come home every day. Mama, they think I'm weird. And I'm proud to say, people giving age, my daughter 25 is still a virgin. I'm damn proud to say it. And I tell her it ain't shit to be embarrassed about. Nothing. Nothing. Because all her little friends, she graduated and went to school with, got 4 or 5 kids now. So my thing is, I appreciate you guys as men being honest and real to a 15-year-old girl, which y'all not condemning. You're not coming down. You guys are giving her good advice, and this is what needed. Because if we don't help our own, we can't get mad when, you know, our own communities, we ain't even lifting out a hand to say, like Scotty said, just because it's not your child. So I appreciate S.Dot, B.C., T. Smitty, Don, Chill, everybody helping instead of, like I said, not just all ganging up on her, you know, but giving her real good, solid, important advice. I appreciate you guys. This is why we do this show. This is why this is part three. Kids, because yeah. I tell you guys, teenagers listen to my show. Teenagers call in. They ask me, can you do a show? But we don't, if they're getting it at home, you know, and getting cussed out and not listened to, I don't want them to feel that when they come on PQ West show that they're going to get condemned when they're already getting it done at home. Now, it'll be reaching out a hand to say he have mentor. And all teenagers that's listed that would archive this later. I had teenagers calling me, well, Queen, I got to go to church. But I'm like, listen after, download. And I will pass LB number on. Just tell me the city and state you guys are from, and I got you.
Yeah, you know, you're more than welcome to put my personal email address and personal cell phone on your webpage. My concern has always been, every man listening here, we are the prime. We are the king. If we put things in place and we continue to do what we're doing, we have no choice but to grow, and they would have no choice but to listen. The things I really tell my girls is simply this. A woman can change a man because a man, by nature, we're hunting, we're looking for them. If he has true essence of really wanting to be with you, you can have him pull his pants up. You can have him do this because his father's ain't around. You pretty much tell him, they going to do it. Hello?
I don't know. Sure. Somebody's connection keeps on breaking it up.
Somebody got a cordless phone.
You're right, Scotty, that it plays to the fact, unfortunately, that too many young men, the one thing that drives them is female approval and having access to sex, which it can lead them to be manipulated, but women can use that to their benefit in the sense of if guys are so adamant about trying to get female attention, women could steer guys in the proper direction, but that's a whole other show. Now, before we move on to another topic, we have about an hour and 10 minutes left. I want to quickly recognize the people in the chat room. We've had a few people there, of course, Platinum Queens West, our host, 2B Enlightened, co-host of the DJ Squid Show, which is a daily on the weekdays at the 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We got For Real Poetess, one of the members of the Divas Live on Air, every other Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We have Beautiful Butterfly. She got a good show. She's also a BTR host. Check out her show, folks. We got Goofy Bone. I don't know Goofy Bone personally, but I heard he's a funny character.
Yeah,
cool guy. We got Miss Computer Lady. Folks, if you have a problem with your Windows, if you got a problem with Windows 7, call Miss Computer Lady. She'll help you fix stuff up. We got Queen Ifama, the true terrorist. We got Self-Guided. Thanks for showing up, brother. Self-Guided, you got to call in because I know you're a father. You got stuff to speak on that. We got Straight Truth BC, the man with the plan, representing the island of Trinidad. Cool guy. Sun752. He's also a host on DTR. Son, go ahead, call in, brother. I know you got some stuff to say. I think you're a parent, too, if I remember correctly. And we got T. Smitty, the man with the obsession with Alabama football, but we love him anyways. So thanks, you guys, for being part of the show. And one thing I wanted to ask folks.
Say, Well, Don, let me say this right quick. Yeah. T. Smitty is so funny. And T. Smitty, I don't want to put you on blast, but it's hilarious. T. Smitty hit me a private message saying he'll be scared today when the Chill daughters. People think Chill voice. Chill is cool. I think it's Chill voice. I think it's Chill voice that make people. But really, Chill is cool.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a ride for my daughters.
Call Chill. Chill. He's called Chill. He's not called Chill.
He don't sound like the man you want to. If you're a young dude, you want to call up the house and hear that voice from the other end.
Hey, LB right out there with my LB is right out there with my daughter.
If I heard BC voice on the phone, I'd hang up immediately if I was a teenage boy.
Phone, man, they call the cell phones.
Right, BC.
I wouldn't even text BC daughter.
Let me ask
a question on this. Because we're talking about, how do you guys feel about the TV shows now and how they making it seem okay to be kissing and everything? If you look at the latest TV shows like 90210, all these TV shows, you see how they're acting in those shows? How do you guys feel about that toward how we're leading toward sex? They make it seem like it's normal.
Well, can I say something on that, actually?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just recently doing a piece on that, particularly about the whole that new, whatever that moon, whatever crap, and the other one, True Blood. It seems to be a passive fixation to get our young people focused on vampirism. But we know that that's just a metaphor for sex. And our young women are so consumed with draining the essence of young men so that they can have a particular color or status. You got them putting out books by young women named Superhead and things of this nature so that our young women aspire to have a reputation for being sexual vampires. And it's much deeper than just the socio-political level. It also rings on a spiritual level of why it is in place that so many of our young people are being coerced with this spirit of vampirism permeating our atmosphere, where they make it seem like it's okay to consume the blood, being the semen. When you go by average bus stop or a train stop, you see signs living with HIV, and people are smiling and carrying bikes and kicking soccer balls, and they make it almost seem like it's catching a cold. And they tell our young people to practice safe sex, meaning wear a condom, but that's an oxymoron. There's no such thing as safe sex because all sex involves a degree of risk. So it's reduced risk sex, but that's not a good marketing term. Safe sex is a lot easier to sell. You know, it's only seven letters. You know, reduced risk sex isn't a cool look. But we as parents and as elders, we don't address and point these things out when our young people are consuming TV shows like this and DVDs and movies like this and music like this. And it's really our responsibility as men, as the vanguard of the community, to inform our daughters, but as well as our sons, who seem to be consumed with the Rick Rosses, who could go at 50 Cent about all this other crazy stuff, but in the process talk about his baby mother as if she was a miscreant. And young boys still went out and bought his album, not recognizing that he's talking about a woman who could be your mother.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I brought that up. We have, society is like they're kind of force feeding us with it. You have to monitor what you're allowing your kids to watch and whatnot. For me in my home, we don't do no scary movies. We only do comedy and action. But it was just funny because we had skimmed the channel. We saw 902. Went on. My wife said, you know, I mean, nobody used to watch that. And this is supposed to be a high school thing. And these girls are having sex like it's just the thing to do. And I'm sitting there, wow.
But you know what? You know what is also happening? And I'll tell you in the school. Look, you know, some of the kids that I taught in elementary school, you know, now they're in high school and so on and so forth. And I went to a high school game, and the janitor pointed out two or three young women, you know, and about a couple guys. you know, who was sitting up in here caught them under the bleachers and so on and so forth. And, you know, some of these individuals come back to the school and they can tell me, you know, who got suspended for being in the bathroom and playing with each other and so on and so forth. So, you know, what it is also we can, you know, what I think needs to happen in our society now, we have to go deeper and start being hard, as son said, hard to the parents, okay? You know, we have a thing called Parent University here, all right? And I give them a try for trying to get the parents out, going picking them up and teaching them. Because right now what is happening to our society, if you understand, grandmothers, mothers, and the kids right now don't know because look at the age disparity. Look at, you know, I mean, a mother now at 15, 16, 17, and 18, what can she teach a kid?
Right.
When she out there doing, you know, doing what she does, and then the grandmother, right, is about 30-something years old and have no inclination because it's a cycle, you know, it's a disease in our, and it's a cycle. So, and it's the same thing with the young man, you know, that, that's going on.
Let me cut you off because I want you, let me cut you off. I want you to answer this question. This happened to me last Wednesday, and I love the way you spoke about it. I got attacked by a parent. Because she was she wasn't educated. But because she wasn't educated, she used violence as a form of attack. So how do you deal with the parents on that level? You know what? You know what? You're misinformed. You're uneducated. You don't know about true parenting and this and this. But because she lacked it, she compensated with aggression and assault. You understand
to
what I'm saying?
To what view?
Yeah.
You know, for me personally, right, I have a space, you know, and I tell everybody, right, you can say anything that you want in life, but you come within my space, right, and disrespect my space, right, I forget you that you were adult. I mean, you know, and that's how I approach, you know, I'm, you know, my principal is a woman, right, and we in an inner city school, and, you know, the amount of parents that hate her, you know, and she could tell them in a heartbeat, you know, if you don't think I'm doing right, right, take your kids and move them to another school. But more often than not, guess what? They're still there because she's getting results. We have to be just as hard on these parents who don't know because they don't know. You know, and
for me,
She
didn't attack me, but that's the part you're missing. The parents are uneducated because they started young, and they don't have a true mother teaching them. They're the babies trying to teach babies. So when you're pointing this out, she's embarrassed because she's ignorant to that level. So because of her ignorance and embarrassment, she compensates with aggressors. That's all she ever knew.
Yeah, I got them in this community too, man. And you know what? Hard as I am, you know, when I walk over to the school and try to find out why this fourth grader is not in my class and so on and so forth, you know, I don't use the ignorant part and so on and so forth. Let me, you know, it's more than one way to skin a cat. And most often than not, I'm getting them to come to school and do the things that they need to do, right? But I'm also, when I go to pick up on Saturdays, go to pick up these kids, you know, and I see cars that not supposed to be there, and these kids crying because their mother doesn't bring another man in there. I'm not afraid to sit up here and be in their face. If you don't want me to help your kids, I'm moving on. That's it. You know, if you don't want me to tell you anything, I'm moving on.
So as an outsider, and I'm just playing devil advocate here, I tell you, your little girl just talking about she's trying to fill on this boy and grind him and give him a wall dance, that's inappropriate. And I told her. And I told her, if she do it again, I'm going to whoop her ass. Yeah, that could lead up to sex. Now, the parent, you don't have the right to tell my child she can't do this and this. Well, hell, somebody need to tell her. It ain't going to happen around me.
Yeah, we have that on a daily basis. You can't tell my child they want. And I'm an ignorant individual, period. Right? I'm, and you have to be ignorant with some of these individuals. We have to know that.
But we have to teach the young girls and young men that sex isn't a game.
True.
It's not a game. They think it's okay because of the freaking videos they watch. Come on now.
Yeah, but their sense of manhood is tied to their conquest. And by the way, folks,
I got
Goofy Bone's line is open. So Goofy Bone, if you want to chime in on this, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm making me a drink. You guys are doing fine without me. Go right ahead.
What up, Goofy?
How you doing, BCA?
Hey, man.
First off, I just want to say, everyone, you guys are putting out straight knowledge out there. And I take my hats off to every single one of you that spoke to that young girl And what we need to really seriously do is focus on the youth and show them. Like, I went to a high school that was called Mount Pleasant, but it got changed to Mount Pregnant because 75% of the girls that were there, they were pregnant.
Wow.
They had an auditorium
Come
that
on,
they had to
there?
Just take down to make like a child daycare center just for the kids.
Wow.
And I mean, I wish they had that show 16 and Pregnant back in the days to show these kids that you lose your life. You know what I mean? No, your party, you're going out with your friends, it's all over with because you got a baby to feed.
Wow, that's a doozy.
You know what I mean? And
I didn't know that.
It's just you guys are doing a great job, and I'm just going to make me a little drink because I need to get into the mode. But shout out to Platinum Queen West for doing this. Sweetheart, you are the greatest.
Thank you.
And I love you to death, darling.
I'm so glad you called in.
Well, can we do one thing, though? Can we as a people do one thing, right? I keep hearing society. I keep hearing, hell, man, when I go into my kid's car, if you hear some of the stuff, right, that my son and them guys listen to, right, and I'm telling you right now, they have a TV, they got a computer, they got cell phones, and, you know, my oldest son gone. All my kids leaving now by August. But all that in the house, right? But I reserve the right, okay, you know, with due respect, knocking the door and all that good stuff to check computers, check cell phones, you know, look at CD, listen to CD. The only thing that I ask them, I say, you can listen to any CD you want. I don't want to hear it in my house, first and foremost. And when you use my car, if I listen to that CD and it got explicit, I'm tearing it up and I'm breaking it. Take it in your own car and do what you need to do. All right?
Oh, you know, I'm going to play devil advocate.
Go ahead.
Devil advocate real quick. How many of you men have a porno, or women have a porno CD movie in your house?
I do.
That's your personal stash.
I do. Huh? I'm telling you, I do.
I actually destroyed all of mine several months ago. I destroyed them all.
I don't rock with porno. I don't rock with it.
No, but see, what's fascinating is,
need pornos.
There was an article in the paper. No, it's not the paper. There was an article in the paper that this parent didn't realize that her son had been watching these videos. Now, mind you, he was nine. So he's watching, so he's thinking, okay, this is a normal thing to do. So he's out there seeing what he sees. He's trying to do the things he sees on TV. Unfortunately, the young man was arrested. For what?
But let me hit you with some hard facts, parents, right? They talk about they don't want to see no porno, you don't want to show your sons and daughter that. When that son and daughter access those computers in the school, when they go to the library, let me tell y'all what your elementary school kids and your junior high school and high school kids watching that you don't know that they're watching, okay? So my thing is, like I tell parents, right, they're watching it anyway, and I can tell you that, right? So if they want to watch it, and what I did to my sons, and I sit down and I push that stuff in. I say, you want to sit up here, and I check my son's computer, and boom, you know, all this Playgirl and Playboy stuff on there. I said, we're going to watch this stuff, and you're going to tell me about it, okay? And guess what happened, right? When I check his computer again, I don't know if he's getting college. The college is not watching it. I don't see it on the computer, you know? You see what I'm saying? But you got to drive it in the head sometimes. And, you know, this is how I do it. I can't speak for every parent.
I ain't mad at you. Whatever works, we need to educate our kids.
Amen.
Yeah, it's just like when you were younger and you snuck and smoked a cigarette. Some people's mother or father, when they found out they smoked a cigarette, made them smoke a whole pack, and that person never wanted to smoke again. So sometimes if you catch a kid involved in some behavior, let's talk about it. What? No, let's talk about it. You did it. You went out there and you did it. Let's have a conversation about it.
Yeah, let's go, huh?
Sober their ass up.
That's a good one.
But, you know, I'm glad that you have great, great individuals sitting on your show that see a need for this disease community and what we need to do. And, you know, just don't canvas one set of our society. It's both sets that we have to cure in order to move on. You know, some of them can't be cured. We already know that. right? But the ones who can, we have to make an effort to try. What do you say, T?
That was Scotty. That was me, Scotty, saying, yeah.
But you know what makes me mad is when they spend so much money on safe sex intervention or whatever it's called, but they don't have money for stay in school, you know, continue on, go to college, you know, live your, you
exactly,
know, live your life through school, you know, be smart, you know, get a degree, you know, something like that. Nah, they basically like throwing the wire out there and like showing them, okay, you know, every kid's going to be a rebel. They see something, they want to be against it. Boom, they're going to do it.
But see, that's what the corporate America, or the way society is, they're putting our kids down so bad in Kansas City, they closed half the schools there. Half the schools. So you're forcing kids that don't, or parents who don't have education, where them kids going to go to school at? What are you going to do? You're crying about money, but yet you can, like Goofy's saying, you can spend money on all this stuff here, but you can't spend the money in the school. So therefore,
well,
our kids
more
constantly
schools
hang
you
out.
In society and more prisons are getting built.
Right.
And, you know, in New York City, they're actually closing the libraries. And when you know that a society begins to close down its informational systems, that right there should tell you as a family unit, as a parent, as an elder, as a member of a community, that you need to be mindful of your children, because our children are being stolen. People are getting on planes, going to Haiti and stealing our children. Every time we look on a supermarket tabloid, we're seeing actresses just going over there buying children. And the life of our children is really, it's like they're putting a number on our children. And a lot of us as elders, we're not paying attention. We're not watching what's going on. And some of us, we get so focused on our kids wearing their pants hanging a certain way, or wearing particular skinny jeans and so forth. And these things may not be appropriate, but oftentimes the conversation doesn't need to begin on what we have at odds with them, but rather what's our commonality. And our commonality is that each of us desires to come to a point of self-love, no matter where we are in life. And I don't agree with a lot of the things that the young people are doing. I don't agree with a lot of their choices. But the reality is I spent 20 years in the music industry being a part of why they're making those choices. So who the hell am I to just stand around and judge them because I have a daughter now, and now all of a sudden because I want my daughter to have a husband, I want to act holier than thou. We need to be real about what our past was, what we've done with our children, so our children can see that not only are we just talking, we're speaking from a point of relevance in terms of what we've done. And a lot of parents lie to their kids. The average mother won't tell her child, I used to be a jump off. I used to be a strobe light honey. I went home with dudes who I didn't care about, and I sucked them off in the car. The average dude won't tell his son how many abortions he paid for.
If they admit that, then basically that's admitting that there's some degree of shame. That's admitting that no matter how strong and liberated they were with their sexuality, the truth is there's still that remnant of a conscience that's stinging them. So I think it might be a question of pride. Now, I'm only a bootleg psychologist. So
they lie.
Sure, but I think
they lie to bring
pride.
Balance.
Well, if the kid is appropriate age, then you can have a talk like that with them. If they're too young, then I wouldn't advise you to tell your kids that.
What balance can you bring by lying? I'm sorry.
I mean, if you don't want your kid to go out and just force to try to experience that for themselves and think that they can dodge whatever mistakes you made, it would be wise not to tell them at that young of an age and let them know too many of the mistakes that you made until they get to an appropriate age where they can comprehend that a little bit better. Then you can let them know that and let them know the reason why and explain to them and break down why you didn't want to tell them at that particular time when they was younger.
Right.
Because a lot of times,
I agree.
You
shouldn't tell 3-year-old Ray Ray that, you know, you was a jump off. That might not be a good one.
Hey, folks. Hold on.
I mean,
we got to. Keith Smitty wanted to cut in something here. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Evdot, but T. Smitty had been waiting for a while. He wanted to add in something, and I didn't open the floor for him.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
Is your phone breaking
out? Is, look at how. Go back right quick. I feel like. First, look at how.
Yeah, this phone's breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me right now?
Barely.
Okay. I'll call right back, man.
No, we can hear you. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up, man. You might.
Okay.
Just get to a better spot.
I was saying, look at how black people were perceived in a different world. And look how they conducted themselves compared to black kids on that show College Hill on BET right now. And I had a 21-year-old and 20-year-old cousin, actually 22 now. And I went home to visit them, and we were sitting there, we watched, and I showed them, like, you know, I think a Flavor of Love came on, and how all those girls are acting, and look at how all those men, how he treated them. And I was asking them, do you respect those women? And I said, I did the same thing with my female cousins, some teenagers as well. And I was telling them what really happened and how they're perceived. And I was telling them, I was like, I asked them, is sex easy to you, the two boy cousins? They're like, yeah. And I was like, if you feel like it's too easy, why are you doing it? You know? And they kind of gave me a dumbfounded look. But, like, they go back to what Don was saying about it, think it's like a merit badge. I tell them what could happen. You can have a baby by somebody you don't love, you catch a disease, and you don't know who gave you the disease. I told my female cousins, they're sisters. And I said, those women who cutting a fool on there, that man's not going to respect them. He is going to sleep with them a couple of times, have some fun, and leave them alone. I said, just like those girls who be under those bleachers, those men shouldn't be messing with them. Honestly, they shouldn't. But I said also, those men can't disrespect you if you don't let them disrespect you and everything. That's all I have right now.
Let me say this, gentlemen, everybody on the line, I just got a text from the young lady that called the 15-year-old. It's another friend of hers, a girl. Her name is Jay. She want to ask you guys, when is the right time to have sex? She want to ask everybody, the men that were on the panel, when is the she's 14. This one is
not why. Not why you're.
All right. Here's the order we're gonna go. We're gonna have Chili Chill go first. Chili Chill's gonna go first. Then Scotty. Then S Dot, then T Smitty, then BC, then Goofy Bone, and I'll go last if I have something smart to say. So chill,
the right time. The right time is not the age of 14. It's not the time when you in high school, because that's not an appropriate time, because you're not mature enough to even just know what you want in life. You may be able to make some decisions that you may feel that you may want, but you're not there yet. So the number one thing is finish school. Don't worry about that. Go into college. Now, if you decide to do that once you over the age of 18 or you in your 20s or you do that and you feel that the time is right and it's appropriate enough and you met a young man that you may like and you have dated for a while and you have took the time to get to know, and if they sat there and waited and didn't pressure you into doing anything, then that would be up to you and that would be your decision. And that would tell you right then and there if this is the appropriate person that you can lay down with and share your body with at that particular time, but not while you're young. So
she's
the appropriate time is when
you
get old.
I want you guys to know that she's listening and she wanted each guy to answer that.
Well,
so can you guys?
All right, Scotty can go next if Chill is done.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
done.
Chill, that was a real nice answer, so it's going to be hard to follow. One of the things, and I only speak really as a father to you because you sound like the age of one of my girls. What does your plan say? I make all my girls have a plan. If you didn't plan to have sex now, you don't have sex now. One of the things you need to focus on, and this would really enrich your life, focus on your education. Focus on your degree of choice in life. If you plan to be a doctor, nurse, or something like that, focus on that first. Now, if you feel like you really got to have sex, I got to agree with you. You have to wait till you're out of school. Once you're out of school, if you feel that that's what you want to do, that's fine. But understand the risk
that you're subject to, and understand the rewards you have if you wait. You understand? I don't want to confuse you, but you should really take your time and wait till you're out of school. That would probably be the best thing I tell you. And I told my girl, you feel like you're going to have to wait till you're out of school and make sure it's not going to affect your long-term goal, meaning what you want to do in life, far as being a doctor, lawyer, or owning your own company. That's what you need to do. That's really how I feel as a parent. Since you're 14 and you're a girl, yeah, you need to wait, baby. Wait till you're out of school. Go ahead, next one.
All right, F-Dot, go ahead.
All right. As a dad, my daughter's 10, so I'm imagining if she was 14 and asking this question, so what would I say to her? So I'm going to say it to you. My daughter likes Beyonce. She doesn't like Beyonce from the perspective of just about her music, but about the fact that she watched the VH1 Behind the Music thing and Destiny Child when she was a few years younger, and she learned that Beyonce was a determined child that, in spite of giving up a lot of different things in her life, she had a dream that was that she wanted to become well known for what it was that she does. She's made $87 million on Forbes list this year because she stayed focused on what it is that she wants. That doesn't mean that you idolize Beyonce or you try to be Beyonce, but you have to learn to be able to take good examples with wherever you can find them. Beyonce isn't 30 years old yet, but she's married to one of the most prosperous rappers, Jay-Z, because she took the time to focus on her craft. She met the man who was at the top of his craft. So if you're a young girl and you're considering that you want to get involved in having sex, realize that you might be like Beyonce's sister, Solange, who was a young mom. And although she may enjoy being a parent and so forth, she by no way has a Jay-Z. So wait for your Jay-Z. And in the meantime, work on your Beyonce.
It'll be.
Yeah, that's tight.
Actually, wait, next one is actually T. Smitty.
Oh, T. Smitty, my bad.
Yeah.
Okay. My thing is, since I don't have kids, I'm probably younger than everybody. I would tell her this like I told the last younger lady. If he only wants to have sex with you, he will pressure you. 14-year-old boys, or even be on the lookout, Queen and BC can tell you this, be on the lookout for those 18, 19-year-old boys who be lurking around too, trying to spit that game to those young girls. And remember, those dudes, I hate to say this, they may have that puppy love, but not really trying to love you like a husband, which they'll say. And don't be moved on those words, be moved on those actions. And like Chill and the other brothers saying, wait till you're older when you're more mature to make those decisions. Not saying you're immature, but you know, you're just more mature. Get your stuff together first, because if you have a kid, especially by a man that doesn't want you, it makes everything harder. It makes accomplishing those dreams harder. And my last thing is this also. My last thing will be, just take your time. The sex will always be there. But make because with that sex, with the wrong guy, it can mess you up mentally and emotionally. And then later on down the line when you want to get married, that man will be looking for that woman who is pure as she could be. Not saying she has to be a virgin, but she is pure as she can be. Hopefully that helps, huh?
Hey, BC, you're next.
You know, usually these kids that we work with ask the same thing. When is a good time to have sex? The first thing, you know, regardless if they're 18 and below or whatever, 19, whatever it is, I said, hey, are you grown? Right? Do you have home ownership? Okay. Can you fend for yourself? Okay. Do you have a bank account? Do you have a job? Right? If you sit up here and you still going to school, You know, that's how I come across to my daughter, you know. And sometimes, yes, I have a daughter, and she get into these little things and being hard and all that other good stuff. I say, oh, I'm 18, Dad, and you don't. I say, first and foremost, you're 18. You're not grown. right? Because I don't see you paying no damn mortgage, okay? I don't see you sitting up in here, you know, paying no insurance and doing the thing. So you can't do the thing that grown folks do, that kids who can pay a mortgage, that who can go on a job every day, that taking care of kids every day without the drama, right? So a 14-year-old, that's supposed to be not in your mind. We're supposed to tell you no, not until you fulfill those things in life to make you whole, right? Because you don't know the ramification that comes with that, right? Look, go around your school and see the 14-year-old that have a baby. Guess and tell me who taking care of the babies, the mothers and the grandmothers. Are you grown enough to have a kid?
Let me ask you this, BC, because she just told me to ask you because she's listening and she's afraid to call in. She said, okay, if she have oral sex, is that not sex? Because right now she's still a virgin.
Oh, Lord, let me talk.
Who's on the line, man? I'm going to let you hit that because for me, I'm bowling blunt.
Okay.
Right? You know.
Boofy Bone is next. Boofy Bone is next,
ahead,
folks.
Go ahead, these men.
Keep listening, Jay. I'm just
going all right.
to say.
I'll say this as a guy. I may get the goofy bone next, but I'm going to say this. I tell you the truth. I'm going to be the cold, hard truth and keep as clean as possible.
Okay.
You will have a bad. I'm going to keep it clean, Flat. I'm going to keep it clean. What I'm going to say is that you want to have the best reputation possible, perception of yourself. And what happens is, to me, that's actually worse than just having sex with a guy, because in that you will be perceived as such. It's like, oh, she just went down on me. I ain't want to hit it, whatever. And that will happen, and then you will be perceived as that woman that's out there. And I know you don't want that. You know, no girl wants that, and I know you don't want that either. Just like I said, it will be there. Like BC said, those other guys said, it will be there. Just take your time and wait for that great guy who deserves it.
Okay, but still, the fact is, if she has oral sex, she is still great. Oh, yeah, because you can catch disease. It's worse. Yeah, so a young lady, understand that part. If you are having oral sex, that's just as having sex. You can be orally. And like the young man said, you tag yourself even worse than you would if you were opening your legs. You tag yourself worser.
And
you need to get on these websites and look at some of these diseases that you can catch.
And let me say this to her, and it'll be you guys, because she's listening to you guys. Let me say this to you. I don't know why you teenagers think oral sex is not a form of sex. It is. So it is. It is, it is, it is. She asking, but she's still a virgin. Yes, you will. You haven't got penetrated, but it's still a form of sex.
Actually, just speaking as someone a little older, one of the things that a young person needs to think about, or any person, that your mouth is a sacred orifice. Now, if you're just allowing any person to ejaculate inside of your mouth, you don't know anything about his semen. And he could have all sorts of diseases. You need to go and Google genital warts and look
Thank
at
you.
What they actually look like. You need to look at the images of how it looks when a young man ejaculates in a woman's mouth and leaves behind his body matter, which results in genital warts and all sorts of other different things. So just because you're having oral sex with a young man and you figure because you're going to stay technically a virgin vaginally or anally, and for you young women who think that you can have anal sex or oral sex with a young man and remain a virgin vaginally, you need to really Google and look up some of these images of some of the things that can happen, catching anal warts, genital warts on your mouth, and just imagine how you would look going around with that.
And let me say this. Self-Guided just said the subject is very close to him, so he can't call in. He's too upset right now. He said, I'm fuming at the topic, and now he will not be very coherent in discussing the matter. I have met some grown women that think anal and oral sex is not sex, and they consider, I agree, this is what this 14-year-old girl is saying to me, and I appreciate you guys being honest. And what I'm going to ask Jay to do, and the 15-year-old caller that called in, when y'all download this show, what she just said, y'all do need to take it to school. Because, I mean, the answers that S.Dot, BC, with the mentor, T. Smitty, Chill, Scotty, man, y'all really do need to listen to this, because I'm just shocked. I'm shocked at some of the texts I'm getting. I'm speechless. I am so speechless with these kids that the parents are not talking to. She's worried about, okay, I won't have sex. I'm listening to y'all, but okay, what about oral sex? So, I mean,
you say oral, you got sex following behind it, so it's the same thing.
Yeah. I blame Bill Clinton on that one, because, you know, the whole thing, well, I had improper relation with that woman, but I don't believe oral sex is sex, and everybody fell for that. But before I continue, we still got Goofy Bone needs to speak. I think BC, I don't know if BC spoke, we still got BC, Goofy Bone, and we got Faria Poetess, whose line is open, so we still got to go down the line.
Hello, everybody. I would like to commend you gentlemen. Hey, what's up? I would like to commend you gentlemen for speaking the truth to these young ladies, because I wish that I had somebody, a man, to talk to me.
Amen.
I mean, my mom talked to me, but my dad didn't. He didn't do that, you know. He didn't talk to me about it, but he was there to protect me, you know, if something happened or whatever, you know, but he didn't talk to me about sex or whatever. And I think that I would have had more self-esteem if he had, because, you know, my parents got divorced, and after he left, it's like he divorced the whole family, you know. So I would like to commend you brothers for speaking up and telling these ladies, I'm upset because, you know, I know that kids are having sex too young, but it's their parents' fault for not talking to them, but my mom talked to me, and I still did it. So what do you do? You know, but don't just tell them, you know, don't do it. And think that's going to make them want to do it more. Tell them
exactly.
Why. Like you guys were saying about the pictures. My mom made me go to Planned Parenthood. I wasn't even interested in sex. My sister was. But she said, you know, we was 15 months apart. She killed two birds with one stone. She put me on the pill. And I ended up having sex with the guy because my sister wouldn't tell me about it. I was trying to ask her, you know, are you a virgin? And she wouldn't talk to me about it. So I knew. I knew that she was, because she was acting funny afterwards. So I went and did it, and I wish immediately afterwards I regretted it. I wish I could take it back. You know, at least I was lucky enough to have somebody not to go and spread rumors around, you know, at the school. Even if you don't give them oral sex, they can go and tell people you did.
True.
So why even put yourself in that predicament, you know? But save it, because you can't get it back.
Well, that's why I told them, basically, they have to make the right decision themselves if they don't listen to their parents. Don't get peer
pressured. Yeah,
they have to love themselves.
They have to love themselves, because the truth is, if a boy doesn't ask you for sex, then he cares more about you than one that's trying to put pressure on you. That boy don't care nothing about you. All he wants is what you got between your legs, and he gonna be gone.
But you know, see, you know.
But also, let me say this. But as men, you know, I'm a man who had a very sexually active life. I'm dating a woman now, and we just recently were just talking to her son, who's 17, and sex came up, and, you know, she was like, you know, if you have sex, you need to do this, you need to do that, and we had a real talk about it. But then afterwards, I said to him, I said, I want you to know I'm not having sex with your mother. And he was like, well, I don't want to talk about that. But I said, no. Your mom has had sex, I've had sex, but the both of us, we've agreed at this point in our relationship, we've had enough sex with the wrong people, and we want to work on doing our relationship differently. And I think that as men, we need to stand with integrity when that's our life testimony. I know that's not the life testimony of every man, but those men whose life is reflective of that testimony need to stand on the authority of that, and we need to start promoting healthy heterosexual relationships and mentoring our young men and allowing them to see our healthy relationships, because oftentimes our healthy relationships are hidden from these young boys, and the only relationships that they see are dudes who just hit it and quit it and function in the sort of roosterism that I did for years.
Exactly.
Yeah, as that, remember, and we spoke about this on one of your shows, remember Me, You, and Scholar, that, you know, the people who, a lot of times with men, unfortunately, when the men are trying to go for the right way, the right relationships, they'll get labeled as cornballs. Now, somebody could try to do that to you, but at your age, they could call you a cornball and a lame all they want. It's not going to affect you. But for a young man who's more, more susceptible to peer pressure, that can, you know, that pressure can cause them to go ahead even though they shouldn't. And it's not excusing that behavior, but that's just the sad truth.
Okay, well, let me say this, because Jay just texted me again, and she was asking BC, and I think it was Esdot. I think Esdot said his daughter was 10. She said, what would y'all say to y'all daughters if she say she want to have oral sex? She's not having sex again. She listening, but I don't understand why y'all not getting. Who said Google it? Why don't y'all Google oral sex? Because I'm trying not to get angry, but I mean,
most often than not, those kids, right, that are asking about oral sex and any other type of sex are not the ones that get in the education. You know, because I'm one of the individuals who sit up in the class, you know, twice a year and teach these boys and girls and sit up here and watch the videos and all that good stuff that they can ask the questions. Now, when we send those things out, more often than not, the parents who don't sign those things, right, those are the kids that end up getting pregnant and doing the things that we need to do. So what we need to do, let me tell you, and Esdot hit it on the head. She, you know, they need to sit up here and look at the videos about the different diseases that can come from oral sex. Let me tell you what I found out in the last week. Five women spoke to me and told me they had diseases, they had herpes and so on and so forth. Now, what that translated into, they were sleeping with other people. So those other people sitting up in here sleeping with other, you know, individuals. And now you want to have oral sex and you don't know who that individual has slept with before. You understand what I'm saying? You know, what we need to do, we need to hit these individuals. And most often than not, that 14-year-old, like she said, she have never spoken to her mother. Her mother don't want to speak to her about it. So, you know, we have to be the intervention, because in asking these questions, she want to know. You're right. She want to get out of there, but she wants somebody to sit up here and talk to her about how to get out. But, you know, and I commend her for just asking the question blatantly and openly, because this is what they're doing right now.
That's true. So, Esdot and BC, what would you guys say to your daughter if they came to you and said, well, Dad, I want to have oral sex. I'm not penetrating. It's not sex. I mean, how would you answer that? That's what because she's listening.
Well, do you know how hot I am? You know how hard I am on BTR, right? I'm harder with my kids, okay? And I teach them. I teach them about the whole aspect about sex, right? You know, not just penis and vaginal, but oral sex and every other sex that you can think of, right? And that's what we have to do. And tell it. You know, we have to teach kids when, where, why, and the consequences for making the wrong decision, and show them the consequences for making the shit. I'm sitting up and I have a movie about those things and what can happen to you having oral sex with different individuals, you know? And that's what we have to do, but she doesn't have an outlet.
Well, for me, my daughter is 10, and, you know, we have age-appropriate conversations about sex whenever she has a question or she wants to ask anything. Now, if she did come out and say to me that she was thinking about, or what if she was having oral sex or any other type of sex, as long as she was maintaining her technical virginity by not having vaginal penetration, the first thing that I'm going to say to her is, what do you think oral sex is? Because I'm not going to immediately show the weakness of immediately trying to tell her don't. I need to know that she's informed enough of what actually oral sex is. So you, just like in other aspects of your life, if you were at work and a crisis happened, the first thing you do is you assess the situation. So I need to know if she knows what oral sex is. And if she doesn't have a full grasp on it, then I'm going to guide her in coming to an answer. I'm not going to tell her, this is what oral sex is and that's it. I'm going to go on YouTube with her. I may listen to a Blog Talk Radio show. We may Google a different, few different things so that, and then we may go to the library and we're going to have a conversation on it, an ongoing conversation. And I'm going to let her know that it's an open-ended conversation. And just because we're talking to it about it at that moment, that doesn't mean that the conversation ends there. And just keep that dialogue of conversation open, and I'm going to let her know the realistic what's involved in having oral sex, you know, and whatever age appropriate. You know.
Hey, folks, just so you know, we got 24 minutes remaining. Some people in the audience are demanding that Goofy Bone speak, so Goofy Bone, I hope you're done fixing that drink, and T-Smitty, your line is open, but Goofy Bone, you better speak because the people are demanding for you to speak.
All right. Maybe they're demanding me because I speak the truth and only the truth, so help me God.
Well, help the 14-year-old Goofy.
Ladies, I want you guys to listen up because I'm the guy that you were always and should be warned about. I'm a player, and I started off at a very young age. I was that guy telling those other guys, oh, she was the one that gave me some underneath the bleachers. I'm the guy that started, you know, bad things to these women. And, you know, it's just, it's what the woman talked about earlier was about the reputation. That stuff sticks to you. And when I say it sticks to you forever. Guys will look at you in a different way. You know, your whole perception of life is totally going down a wrong path because people like me, because I put something on you. So what I want you women to really think, like the gentleman said, sex will always be there. Wait till you're 18 or at a proper age when you're an adult. Wait till when you're ready, because this is your first time, and you don't get a first time after that first time. This is a special moment. It's not just supposed to be sex. It's supposed to be about love. If a man will wait for you a year and then some, then that man loves you, and that's the person you should give it to, not just some cute guy on the corner, look like a hustler. You know, got gold chains, nice shoes on. To him, you're just going to be another number. And how do I know this? Because that's what a lot of women were to me, just another number. And now that I'm older, and I regret a lot of things, and that's why I'm so truthful, because I've seen both sides of the world. And now I'm starting to realize that the side of the world that I thought was cool wasn't so cool. At age 14, you're supposed to be having fun, going to carnivals, you know, haunted houses, you know, having the time of your life. Because when you get older, the time of your life is gone. Your fun times as being young, they're gone. Enjoy your life first. And then when you're older, when you have money, when you have a house or an apartment, you got a car, then you could go do that. Then you could go and enjoy your life, handling your business, doing whatever. But at the age of 14, you should be worrying about your schooling. Be smart. Don't be some dumb person on the street not knowing what to do in life. Plan your life out. And believe me, we only have one life. So you got to plan it to the best of your capability, and I'm done. So whoever else wants to speak,
shoot.
Kind of your business.
Amen, Goofy Bone. I agree with you.
That's where, and you know, I want to say to all you gentlemen, Goofy, BC, S. Dot, T. Smitty, Chill, Scotty had to go, Don, I thank you guys so much because these kids are texting. They listen. My thing is you guys made it easy for them to ask questions because like BC said, who at 14? Ain't no way at 14 I'd have fixed my, to even say over the radio, I mean, oral sex. I mean, these kids are so open and blunt right now. Today, I mean, back in the day, we was coming up, who would really fix their mouth to ask somebody that question? So my thing for you guys to be open and honest and made it easy, and you guys didn't condemn, you didn't come hard down on them or anything, because apparently, like we keep saying, these parents are not talking. And like the 15-year-old said who missed the show earlier, who all just coming in the chat room, she couldn't talk to her mother. And some of these mothers, as Scotty said before, are so busy out of what you call them, Don, chasing poo-poo, Ray-Ray, Duracell, or whatever. They
yeah.
Moms are, yeah.
Big Will, T-Bone.
No, that's real talk. If their mind is not on their kids. It's on their men. And BC said it right. It's not about one or the other. It's both. But we need to talk to our sons and our daughters, because not speaking is not the answer. Just saying don't do it. And the 15-year-old said, her mother said, the only thing in detail she ever said to her is just don't do it. You ain't telling her why not to do it, because the things or other. You just saying don't do it. When you got videos
right.
And TV that's keeping it, they're looking at. And like Goofy said, you gold chaining. It's some about the thug things that these little girls is fascinated with. And like I said, the first time a little boy say, you look good. Ooh, you fine. Ooh. I mean, they legs going to stay on perception because there's no self-respect. There's no self-love taught at home.
Or they going to tell them that they love them.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
They going to tell them that they love them.
See, in that situation, when a little girl falls for a little boy telling her he loves her, that's usually because she doesn't love her. So each of us as elders, we've got to first learn to love ourselves and then teach these young children how to love themselves. Because a lot of us adults, if we're honest, don't love ourselves. And that's the reason why a lot of us are jealous of these kids loving themselves.
Amen to that.
One thing we have to also understand, right, is that, yeah, you know, the parents are not talking to them because, hell, the parents don't know. And this is what these kids are seeing, because I'm telling you, you know, the first 30 minutes of the classroom, I can tell you who went into that house two or three times. I can tell you who's smoking crack. I can tell you who stole a car. I can tell you who got shot. Okay?
I know it's hard for some parents to speak to their children because they don't even know their parents didn't speak to them. But the cycle needs to be broken somewhere. And, you know, you can go to the library and get a book, you know, to help you, take away some of the nervousness or whatever. You can you don't have to just sit there and be in an awkward situation.
You're looking at a bunch of people also who can't read and write. That have having these offspring.
Right.
And I understand the cycle has to be broken. But that's what
right.
I said. Sometimes we have to focus on the one who can fix and do the immediate, and then later on tackle the other ones who can't be fixed, because sometimes the choices we have, and these individuals, I'm telling you, people look me in the face and say, yes, 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 I do it. And then guess what? Here you are, your daughter just got into junior high school, and then have a kid and just got into high school working on your second baby. And looking
mm-hmm.
at you, have men and women come in and out the house, right? Or then looking at an individual sitting up here, you got to go to the hospital because why? I told you don't mess with that woman, but you went and messed with her. Now you sitting up in there with all kind of damn disease. And guess what? They're not going to tell you they have a disease. And that's what have to tell these young right now. These, you know, men and women these days now in this society are not going to tell you they had no damn disease. You know, so you have to start checking medical records. You have to say, I want to see your damn last shot record. And if it's over 30 days old, I ain't messing with you.
Or better yet, go with them.
Yep.
I've had maybe 4 to 5 girls have hit me up because they know I've been around. So I said, well, let's go together. And boom, we went together. We got our results together. that same night. There.
Well, for one is do your research.
Yes.
And think stuff out before you move and before you take actions. So if you don't have any parents to tell you anything, or you don't have anybody next to you to mentor you or tell you anything, and you're basically stuck to make a decision on your own, take it upon yourself and do research first on the person and on whatever that it is that you're trying to get into. If you don't do that, then you will make mistakes. Do your research.
And Google those diseases.
Now just do your research and all that sex.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know about oral sex, look at the downfalls about that.
Yeah.
Look at the downfalls to sex and look at the downfalls about that. Ask yourself this. Are you ready to be stuck down there being a baby, having a baby, taking care of a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the resources to take care of that kid? If you don't have that, you don't need to be having sex. The person that's trying to, if it's a young man that's trying to press you into having sex, or you got hormones, I understand that because I was a kid. So, therefore, I understand that. You're going to have them urges. They're not going to disappear. But you have to be responsible and take responsibility to understand and research to say, no, look at that person that's pressuring you to have that. Are they in a financial situation to take care of a kid if you get pregnant? So, therefore, that should answer your question in telling you what to do. If they stand with their mother, just like you stand with your mother, come on now. You don't have a car. If you can't afford to pay rent, even if you could afford to pay rent, why would you want to put yourself in a financial situation and a lifetime situation
of
being stuck with a kid?
And shout out to Miss Beautiful Butterfly and 2B in line. They saying Real Talk NBC in the chat room is, because I know for a fact these ladies are on Facebook, 14 to 15, and it should be a limit on Facebook because some of y'all pages I go to when y'all text to listen to the show have no business posting some of the things y'all putting on Facebook at 14. You really don't. And I know some of the listeners, and I don't want to come down on y'all because I appreciate, like I said, S. Dot and LB and T. Smitty and Chill and Scott and everybody being honest and keeping it real with y'all, but really, stop posting your personal business on Facebook and some of these questions they just answering y'all. It's not cute. It's not cute when the little boys, you got grown-ass men on y'all pages. And Facebook really needs to be more homework. Whoever these administrators is with these kids, 13, 14-year-old with pages and grown men as their friends. It's crazy.
And even if they do choose, you still have to take responsibility for your own actions.
You're
living yourself in the twist, and you lose at the
end.
Ain't nobody gonna help you. A lot of times, it's a lot of.
BC said it better. If you not 18, you not on Facebook. Better be in an algebra history book. I second that. And 14 and 15, that's exactly what your ass needs to be. In a book.
Hey guys,
we tell them all that, but the reality is they're like Elroy and Judy Jetson. They have more access to technology than we have. This is a generation that's totally distracted. They're on Twitter and Facebook all day long. So many of them are so distracted from everyday life that when a young man or a young woman wants to pay attention to them, they get so caught up and consumed with it because, like that movie Avatar that was out, that's really a metaphor for this generation. So many people are living through avatarism, their online personality and persona, including these young kids who tweet all day and care about how many virtual friends that they have. But when they find an actual physical friend, they're more likely to want to get involved in some form of sexual activity because although we think that this generation is connected, they're actually disconnected. So as elders, we have to be mindful that we have to meet these young kids where they are, like shows like Blog Talk Radio, where these young kids can download them to their iPods, their iTunes, and take them to school and share them with their friends and email links and repost links on Twitter and Facebook and things like that, because the reality is that's where they are anyway. But while you're out there, young people, you also need to do research about whatever it is that you want to get involved with. Because remember, at the end of the day, even if you're in a bad family situation where someone is touching you, someone is hitting you, someone is making you so uncomfortable that you don't feel like you can reach out, the bottom line is at the end of the day, you have to take responsibility for you. So if your parent or your parent figure isn't open to you having a conversation about sex, realize that ultimately it's your life, and it will be your life that will be lost. It will be your life that will be changed. If you end up catching an STD, your lip cords will not be popping if you have to walk around with genital sores all over your mouth. It's just not going to be a good look for you.
That's,
you know, the parents have
to... And BC made a good point with their GPA 0.5, can't spell Facebook. But my thing is, even with the parents that's not talking to their kids about sex, I'm not going to call out no names, but I know parents who set up their kids' Facebook account.
Oh, yeah.
Put the picture up there. Sad, pathetic. And in real talk, because I know some of the parents that listen to my show, who kids afraid to call in, who text me saying, can you ask Mr. Ilby this? Can you ask Mr. S. Dot this? But your parents listening. And I'm going to say this to you, and this coming from the queen. You need your ass whooped. And that's real talk. You really do. If you sit up here setting up your kid Facebook account but ain't seeing how was school today, you got any homework, no, that's it. My daughter couldn't come home and tell me she didn't have no homework. I gave her homework.
Mm-hmm.
But you setting up their Facebook account and putting their information and age and all that. Because kids don't even know how to scan. One girl who called in earlier, how'd you get your picture up there? Oh, my mama put it up there for me. But you on Facebook saying, I need a drink right now. I need some sexual healing. I'm telling y'all, these kids is calling in, texting, that y'all talking to, hits me, and can you do a show on this? And can you, they give me suggestions on their Facebook, or they'll put it on my page to do a show. But on your page, I'm going to, and you got, I need sexual healing at 14, 15, come on.
Wow. Hey, guys, we got about 8 minutes left, folks, before I know T-Smitty wanted to make some comments, but I just have one quick question, which I'll let T-Smitty go first, and you guys can discuss it in our closing minutes. Okay, since the title of the show is When is the Right Time to Talk to Our Kids About Sex, well, the one thing I want to ask is, you know, people talk about telling them about body parts. Okay, school can tell them about, you know, here's the sperm, here's the egg, sperm meets egg, you got the fusion, mitosis, and there you got the baby. But what about the psychological ramifications? What about the fact that when you have sex with someone, you know, that hormone oxytocin makes you bond to someone? How about the fact that your feelings for someone may change once you've had that orgasm? Who should teach the kids that, and when should we tell them about that? Because, you know, a lot of kids are told don't have sex, but when are we going to tell them the real consequences? So T. Smith, you can hit that one first, and then we got 7 minutes for everyone else to give their final thoughts before we go to overtime. If you guys want to do that,
I'm gonna be real quick. First, the comment I made: the young lady still listening. Is that whenever you do decide to have sex, if that man's trying to hit it raw, real, he doesn't want to protect you. He really doesn't love you. Doesn't care about you. Just remember that, and don't do the jump off thing. I know that's popular now, but to answer your question, part of the problem is nobody's telling these kids the truth of what really happens, and that's the thing. It's like, let's say if the mother, you know, she got messed up because her dude was a deadbeat, whatever. To tell her daughter, hey, it happened to me, you know, make sure you choose right, these guys, because they leave you to hurt. You know, it will mess a woman up. Because I know I've been to who only want to jump off, but I hit a couple times. Now she wanted to be with me, but I had no desire to be with her, and now her mind was messed up. So I just want to tell these ladies, you know, just make sure you have people in your corner that will tell you the truth, because the truth may hurt, but at the same time, being left with having kids or catching diseases and being messed up emotionally hurts worse.
The truth is the truth, and that's it.
Yep.
There ain't nothing more to it.
You ladies need to be at a responsible age to have sex. And trust me, think about it. Sex is just sex. Sex is just like wiping your face when you sneeze. Make love. Have that emotion. Have that emotion for that other person. Trust me, that will be a more better feeling than just sex.
And what I would say about the make love is remember that in order to make love, you have to first have love within yourself. You can't create
exactly.
from nothing. So come to know yourself and love yourself first. Don't just be a fan of yourself. A lot of people have a Facebook page and a Twitter, and they have a lot of friends and followers, and you're a fan of yourself. You don't actually love you. You may have a reputation for being popular, for being able to get the highest score on Xbox or have the best amount of oral sex with guys or whatever it is, but that doesn't mean that you actually love yourself. So before you're ready to make love, you have to come to have self-love. That's what I would say.
Hey, folks, don't be scared. We still got 4 minutes.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead, BC.
Like this, you know, and I told my I said, if somebody asks you to have sex or whatever it is, regardless what it is, right, do me one better. Tell them to come see me first. Okay? And she said, okay, Dad, I tell him to come see you, because a friend of mine said it best, man. We had lunch together. His daughter was in college, right? She had sex and all that other good stuff. Got pregnant by this guy and all that. And so the guy came home and he called him and he asked him about the daughter's hand in marriage. He said, "Why are you calling me?" And this grown individual, now you know he's 23, 24. Hell, you didn't ask me to have sex with my daughter. Now you're asking me for a hand in marriage. You know. We have to have some common sense about the things that we do, you know, and what happened, like, for me, it's just a hard fact. Like, I tell my, hey, if one of them young men asks you, you know, hey, just tell them come see me. A young man sitting up in here, not in school, my daughter said, how come you're not in school? He gets suspended or whatever. And he ran up and tried to give my daughter a hug. She knew him. I was sitting out there. I got out of my car. I said, don't you put your hands on my daughter. Let me tell you something. First and foremost, your ass not in school. And I told my daughter, I said, don't give him no damn props, right? Don't even give him a hug. Don't even speak to him no more, you know? And hard or no, I don't care. You know, that is my family. I love me and my family more than anybody else.
That's right, DC. I thank you all so much and everybody in the chat room who held us down. Don, you held a switchboard down. Thank you. 2B, For Real Poetess, and J, Beautiful Butterfly, Baloo, Don Calypso, Goofy Bone, thank you, little brother, Miss Computer Lady, my partner, Queen, what's that, If I May, Saint Now Versus Then, Four Aces, Self-Guided, Straight Truth, BC, man, I thank you so much because I passed the number, the mentor to the girls already, you know, so I appreciate that. I thank you, S-Dot, T. Smitty, everybody with the positive, good advice y'all gave these kids is such a blessing. I thank you. I thank you, too, Scotty, For Real Portis, everybody that called in. It is so greatly appreciated.
All right, well, folks, since we only got about a minute left, I guess I should take us out with the theme song, if I can get this. Shoot, what the hell is the theme song for this? Yo, Queen, can you hit that one?
Yeah. You could have went out with any one of the drops or whatever you want to go with.
Okay, I see it.
Drop one.
All right, folks. Well, this is the drop, and it's been nice. Maybe we'll have a part four. I don't know. We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Thanks, Chief.
Queen West. Queen West. Street West Coast Radio Show. West Coast, baby.
Back down, baby.
Feel good, man. Real quick. There we go. Throw up your W. Give it up for the West Coast Platinum Queen Radio Show.
Here we go. Another one.
Here we go. Throw your W up. Platinum Queen West Coast Radio Show.
We keep it right, we ain't watching cuss, we can do it.